Okay, and if it gets much colder, say it got much colder than it did, then the lake would.
It's been down in the teens near zero, it didn't freeze. See, that's running water.
Oh, that's right.
Running water won't freeze like that.
That's because you're close to the dam, you're right.
Yeah, that goes through, it's circulating all the time.
How long's the dam been here?
It's been here around 11 or 12 years. Pulled the water back to, this first time we ever went to Florida. And we went down in Florida and I come back and I said, well, I like Florida, except all that water. I just didn't like it. And in a week or two, I saw the water coming up that branch that was raised down there and I could see the sun shining in it down there in the woods. And it just coming, it kept coming on up. So that's what it wound up to be.
That's interesting. All right, now let me ask you. Have you lived in this house? You've lived here for almost 50 years in this house, right?
Well, we lived, before our son was born, we moved over yonder in March and moved back over here in October.
Right.
Been here since.
Okay.
We've been right here.
Could you draw, just so I can understand what you're telling me, okay? Just a little floor plan of the house. And label the rooms for me.
Over there?
No, here. This house is fine.
You draw it, you see.
Oh, I'm not interested in the drawing. I'm interested in what you call the different rooms. Just tell me, like this room here.
Well, this is the room we stay in, and it's our bedroom, too. We sleep in here, and we stay in here.
So what would you call this room?
Now, that'd be hard. Den and a bedroom, too, wouldn't it?
Okay.
And then the dining room
right.
is him.
Okay.
The kitchen is over there.
Next to the dining room.
Yeah.
Right.
And then the bathroom, back in the back there. Well, this used to be a hall. It went plumb through.
I see.
And I had it cut off out there.
Right.
And then later I had me a curtain put up and made me a walk-in closet. And the bathroom back in the back end of that hall.
I see.
And then back. Right straight through here is the living room.
Okay.
And then there's a bedroom right back to the back of it. And there's two little rooms, one on each end of the porch out there. You didn't notice you'd come in?
Off to the left there, yeah.
There's one on each end of that floor.
Do you use those rooms?
Little junk rooms you used to keep beds in.
Storage rooms. I got you. Okay. And does your house, you've got a fireplace, right?
Yeah, it's a fireplace. We burnt wood as long as Led was able to get wood, and then we went to coal, and finally we went to gas and closed up that. But in yonder, the fireplace is still open.
It is. Okay, so the fireplace opens up into a...
Up over. Go outdoors.
What do you call that stack there?
Chimney.
You call that a chimney? Would you call it a chimney if we were on a big plant where they manufactured things? Or would you call it something else?
No, I don't think I'd call that a chimney. I hadn't noticed. I hadn't been around any big plants to see. But they used to call them smokestacks.
Right. A lot of people call them that. On the fireplace, the little raised part, you know, that's above the floor, what would you call that?
It's a fireplace.
Okay.
That just goes right straight in from the floor here.
Okay, well, what about on a stove? The raised shelf?
Stove.
On a stove, when you have a raised shelf, a hearth, something like that?
That's a hearth right across there, that ceiling.
Oh, I see. Well, that's raised a little off the floor.
Yeah.
You call that a hearth?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And the two metal rods you stick in under the logs to